弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上，小弟奉主耶稣圣名，要一起来查考苦难的奥秘。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight I'd like to study the mystery of tribulation.
因为我们读约伯记读到最后，已经进行到最后几章，就是渐渐的要把神要让约伯学习的课程呢，约伯基本上已经快要学到了。
We've gradually entered into the last few chapters of Job, and the things that God wants Job to learn, he has pretty much already learned them.
那因为我们今天照理是要读约伯记三十六章的。
According to our schedule, we should be reading Job chapter 36 today.
那这段记录呢，都是以利户这位年轻人对约伯所讲的话。
What is recorded here are the words of Elihu, the young man, that is spoken to Job.
所以从三十二章一直到三十七章都是。同样，以利户的话语。
From chapter 32 to 37 are all words of Elihu.
那因为我们知道约伯记这本书呢，就是其实它的主要主题就是要告诉我们学习这个苦难的益处。
And the whole idea of the book of Job is to teach us about the benefits of suffering.
那苦难是我们人生里面的一个难题。
Suffering is a very difficult experience in life.
那如果罪人受苦，那没有话讲。
If a sinful person is suffering, then there's nothing to say.
因为那是罪的结果。
Because that is the result of sin.
但是如果是义人受苦，很多时候我们就不明白，我们常常心里有疑惑。
But if a righteous man suffers, then many times we'll not understand and have doubts in our hearts.
那所以其实约伯记就是让我们能够来了解苦难的奥秘。
So in fact, the book of Job is for us to understand the mystery of tribulation and suffering.
我们今天每一个人都是在追求在神面前成为义人的。
All of us today are here pursuing righteousness before God.
我们其实已经因着主耶稣基督的恩典，被耶稣的宝血赦罪以后，我们在神面前是义人。
And in fact, through the grace of God, we have been cleansed through Jesus' precious blood, and we are righteous people before Him.
我们的义不是因为我们行了多好。
Our righteousness is not because we have done good things.
其实是因为主耶稣的恩典，他拣选我们。
But rather because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, and because He has chosen us.
那我们既然身份上是义人，我们一定会经历这个受苦的难题。
And since we are righteous people in our identities, then we will experience these difficult things.
因为我们都会发现，我们信主以后，我们一样会有苦难。
Because we'll realize that even after we've believed in the Lord Jesus, we still have difficulties nonetheless.
我们的生活似乎和不信的一般人没有什么太大差别。
And our lives are not that different from those of the non-believers.
别人会经历的，我们也可能会经历。
What other people may experience, we may also experience.
经济在不好的时候，我们也有可能被裁员。
When there is a recession, then we also may be taken part.
那个房价在跌的时候
may be affected.
我们住的房子也会跌。
When the housing prices are dropping, then our houses will also drop in price.
那有时候甚至我们所经历的会比不信的还更糟糕。
And sometimes, even the things we encounter may be worse than those of the non-believers.
所以当我们所经历的比别人还惨的时候，其实这个就是我们的挑战。
So sometimes when we encounter something even more tragic than a non-believer, then
this
is our challenge.
我们的朋友可能会嘲笑我们说：“你信耶稣不是有平安吗？”
Our friends may mock us and say, "You believe in Jesus, so shouldn't you have peace?"
但今天你都到这个地步，你信耶稣还有用吗
？But you are already at this level today. Is there any reason for you to believe in Jesus?
那所以呢，我们今天在读约伯记的时候，我们一定要能够突破这个苦难的这个障碍。
So today, when we're reading the book of Job, we absolutely have to have a breakthrough in this obstacle of suffering.
我们要了解在主耶稣基督里面，我们受苦到底是什么样的功课？主耶稣要我们学的。
What is the lesson that God, that the Lord Jesus wants us to learn from our suffering?
我们要进一步的在苦难当中长进。
We need to take a step forward in order to grow in our tribulations.
让我们的生命真的更完全。
So that our lives can be even more perfect.
真的能够活出义人的生命来。
That we can truly live the life of a righteous man.
那所以我们一路读约伯记，如果我们都用心的去看的每一章
，So if we have really put in the effort to read every chapter in the book of Job，
其实这个约伯记他所写的非常有层次的。
In fact, it's very clear in the book of Job。
他慢慢的把这个神要告诉我们的真理逐渐的累积到即将要进入最高潮。
The truth that God wants to reveal here keeps building up into the climax.
从前面就是一来一往对话。
Starting in the beginning, there is dialogue.
那这个对话当中就生发出一个人他内心的不平。
And in this dialogue, it manifests the unrest in a person's heart.
那慢慢的到以利户的讲话当中，其实以利户他就是要一个一个将约伯在对话当中他所听到的错误，要提醒约伯，让他明白。
And through the speech of Elihu, he wants to pinpoint many different things that Job said that were incorrect that he wants to help him understand.
那这个时候的约伯他就已经注意在听以利户所讲的话了。
And so this Job is listening carefully to the words of Elihu.
因为以利户所讲的基本上已经不是用他之前三个朋友他们那个逻辑在质问或者定约伯的罪。
Because Elihu is no longer using the same logic as the friends to convict him of his sin,
他现在
to correct him.
进入苦难里面更高的神的旨意里面去提醒约伯。
He is entering into the truth of God more in order to remind Job.
我们知道，我们一般人对苦难基本上可能有三层的疑惑。
For typical people, there are three levels of doubt or misunderstanding in suffering.
特别是对那些不认识神的人来说，他们不相信神的。
Especially for those who don't believe in God.
他们是说，如果神是全能的、至善的。
They say that if God is almighty and good,
为什么这个世上有苦难？
Then why is there suffering in the world?
如果真的是那么好，真的是爱，他应该把苦难除掉才对啊。
If God really is that good and he is love, then he should get rid of suffering.
他这么慈爱，他难道忍心看人受苦吗？
If he's so compassionate, then how can he stand to look at humans suffer?
好，所以他们从世上有苦难这个角度，就要去质疑神其实不是真的那么我们所信的那么好。
So they use the perspective of suffering existing in the world to say that God is not really that good.
但事实是这样吗？
But is that really the truth?
这个别人提出来，我们一定要好好的想一想，不要被骗了。
When people bring this up, then we have to think about it carefully so that we're not tricked.
第二个
，The second，
如果神是全能公义的，是绝对不会犯错的。
If God is almighty and completely righteous, then he wouldn't do anything wrong.
那为什么义人会受苦，会遭遇这些灾难呢？
Then why do righteous people encounter tribulations?
好，所以从这个义人会受苦这个事实，他们就会质疑神也许不是全能公义。
From the fact that righteous people suffer, they will deduce that God is not actually all powerful.
这都是从人的角度去看这个社会的现象，这个事实。
And this is all looking at the world and the society from the perspective of man.
所以当看到一个哦，我们认为的好人，他受苦了，他遭遇这些意外的祸患，我们就会质疑神不公平。
So when we see a righteous good person that is suffering, then we will say that God is not fair.
但神真的不公平吗？
But is God really unfair?
第三个
，The third，
如果神是爱
，If God is love，
神他用他的大能，他的恩惠拯救这些世人，来成为他的选民。
God uses His great power and His grace to save His chosen people。
他拯救选民的目的是要赐给他们平安。
The purpose of saving His people is so that He'll give them peace。
是要带给他们好处。
To give them good things。
让他们能够更接近神。
So they can draw closer to God。
这样子，为什么跟神接近的人？还会有很多苦难呢。
Then why do people who draw close to God still have so much suffering?
好，所以那如果神真的是爱的话，那不应该在百姓当中不应该有这些苦难的事情才对的。
If God is truly compassionate, then it should be right that there is no suffering among His people.
但事实真的是这样吗？
But is that really the truth?
所以其实以上的这三个疑惑，基本上都是从苦难不好这个观点出发的。
And so these three doubts all come from the tribulations or sufferings.
It's not good. 就是
And they're not good.
苦难不好，你不要有苦难，最好就是一帆风顺，每一个人都是每一天都是风和日丽，每天都是平平安安的。
They come from the premise that suffering is bad and it's better for people to be peaceful every day.
但是我们今天读了约伯记，我们在信神以后，我们对这样的观念，我们一定要能够突破。
So after reading the book of Job, then we absolutely have to have a breakthrough from this kind of view.
在世界上有很多的哲学思想。
In the world, there are a lot of theories and thoughts.
在西方的哲学里面，它有一个这样讲法。
In Western philosophy, there is a saying.
因为他们其实是从不相信神存在所衍生出来的想法了。
And these are thoughts that come from not believing in God.
因为这个世上有苦难是事实啊。
Because it is a fact that there is suffering in the world.
他说，如果神没有办法阻止苦难的发生，那表示神。
And they say that if God cannot stop suffering and tribulations, then God is not almighty.
神如果有能力的话，应该苦难不要让它发生才对啊。
If God has power,
神是控制的。
If God has power and He controls everything, then He should be able to stop tribulations from happening.
但现在没有，对不对？苦难是事实嘛。
But that's not happening because there is suffering in reality.
好像神能力有问题了。
It's as if there's an issue with God's power.
第二个层面。
And the second level.
如果神能够阻止苦难的发生，但是神却宽容让苦难继续。
If God can stop bad things from happening, then He allows suffering to continue.
那这样神就不是全然善的。
Then God is not completely good.
哦，因为你看到人受苦，难道你会高兴吗？
Because if you see somebody suffering, then would you be happy?
那如果是人受苦不好，那为什么你不阻止让这个苦难不要发生呢？
If suffering is bad, then why didn't you stop it from happening?
那如果你是善的，你应该就是要让这个苦难不要发生才对啊。
And if you're good, then you should have prevented this bad stuff from happening.
好，所以他们就质疑神不是全然善的。
And so they deduce that God is not completely good.
那如果神真的想阻止苦难的发生？
If God really wants to prevent difficulties,
神也可以让苦难不要发生。
Then God can hinder the difficulties from happening.
那这样子世上怎么可能会有苦难？
And then how can there be any difficulty in the
world? 大家可以知道他这个逻辑吗？
Do we all understand this logic?
神如果真的想，如果意思是说神如果真的善，神如果真的全能可以阻止苦难发生呢？
God really is completely good and all powerful, then He can prevent bad things from happening.
那这个世上应该没有苦难才对啊。
Then there should be no bad things in the world.
所以，其实他们这个逻辑推到最后，就是要怀疑神的存在。
And so when they continue in this logic, then it is to doubt the existence of God.
那就算有人说神存在，他们就要说神不是独一的，神不是全能，神不是至善的。
And if some people will say that God exists, then they will say that God is not the only God, He is not almighty, and He is not completely good.
那这些疑惑如果我们没有解决，
If we do not resolve these doubts,
因为这是对我们所信仰的对象一个很大的挑战，
Because this is the great challenge to our faith,
这样会动摇我们信仰的根基，
Then this will move the root of our faith.
但是反过来，如果我们可以了解苦难的奥秘，
But if we turn this around and we are able to understand the mystery of tribulation,
我们就能够看到原来神有更高的旨意，
Then we'll realize that God has a higher will.
苦难对我们信神来说已经可以超越不一定都不好。
Tribulations for us believers has transcended to be not only bad.
我们一定可以豁然开朗，会发现说，哦，原来神用这个方式来祝福我们，来带领我们啊的灵命更上一层楼。
We can expand our thoughts to understand that God uses this suffering in order to lift our lives to a higher level and to help us understand more.
那这样子，我们的信心一定可以越来越进步的。
And so that we can be blessed more. And in this way, we would be improving in our faith.
我们不但不会怀疑神的存在，我们反而会越来越相信我们所信的这位神。
Not only will we not doubt in God, but we would believe in the existence of God even more.
在每一件事情上面，我们都会依靠神。
In everything, we would rely on God.
那我们现在来看苦难这个事实。
And now let us look at this reality of suffering.
世上怎么会有苦难？
Why would there be tribulations and suffering in this world?
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十二节。
Romans 5, verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
其实，如果我们看这一节圣经节，我们就知道，其实所有的根源都从始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪引起的。
If we look at this verse, then in fact we will realize that all of the sin has come from our ancestor Adam.
苦难其实就是从人犯罪来的。
And suffering comes from man committing sin.
这是最先的、最根本的原因呢。
And this is the most basic reason. The most, the chief reason and the most basic reason.
其实很多人他们去想、去回顾《创世纪》所记的亚当夏娃犯罪的这个整个过程。有人就在质疑神为什么当初不要阻止夏娃去吃这个善恶树上的果子。
If people analyze the process of Adam and Eve committing sin initially, then they will say, how come God didn't prevent Eve from eating the fruit?
既然神知道亚当夏娃犯罪，为什么他还容许他们这样做，还带出这么多的后果，还很难收拾呢？
If God knew that Adam and Eve would have sinned and caused such a great consequence, that would could not be taken back.
神当然知道会发生什么事啊。
Of course, God knew everything that would have happened.
神为什么要让它发生？
But then, why did God allow it to happen?
其实这是神的作为，人其实不能够说什么的。
And in fact, this is the work of God, and man cannot say anything.
但其实我们从圣经看去看 那个神所安排的这一切。
But if we look at the Bible, at what God has planned,
其实我们人跟其他的生物不一样啊。
Humans are in fact different from all other living beings.
创世纪第三章特别强调我们人是按着神的形象造的。
Genesis chapter 3 especially emphasizes, or chapter 2, emphasizes that man is created in the likeness of God.
其实神造人以后就已经定下一个规则，人要怎么样跟神维持这个非常美好的关系啊。
And in fact, after God created humans, there was already the order that was established on how to maintain a good relationship.
也就是说神下了一道命令。
And that is God established a command.
这条命令就是要让人永远 在神面前可以被称义，能够维持这个父子这个美好的关系。
And this commandment is that is to allow man to be able to maintain a father-son relationship with God.
这很简单，就是你不要去吃。
And it's very simple. It's do not eat.
吃的日子你必定死。
If you eat it, then that day you will die.
所以神把话讲清楚，如果吃了之后会有什么结果。
And God was very clear. He said the consequence of eating the fruit.
那表示说，其实神已经允许人自己去选择。
And in fact, God has already allowed humans to decide on their own.
你可以选择要吃还是不吃。
You can decide to eat or not to eat.
但是要吃一定要想到会最后会有什么后果。
But if you eat, then you have to think of the consequence.
这个后果是人在之前他都没有经历过的。
This consequence is something that humans had not.Of experience before.
但是问题就是你要不要相信神所讲的那么严重。
But the issue is, do you believe that it will be as severe as God says?
所以神其实他把话讲清楚，讲在前面。
But God is very clear, and He says it in the beginning.
那始祖他们对神的这个命令也很清楚。
And the ancestors, our ancestors, knew very clearly this command.
我们都知道，后来亚当夏娃他们选择顺从他们自己的自由，他们听了这个蛇所讲的那番话。
And we know that later Adam and Eve decided to submit to their freedom and they went against what God had said.
他们选择了撒旦那个骗他们的话语。
They decided to choose the words of deceit from Satan.
结果人就这样子落入这个罪当中了。
And in this way, humans fell into sin.
所以其实你看神允许这个整个事情发生。
And so in fact, God allowed all of these things to happen.
跟神的全然的全至圣，就是神是最最圣洁最良善的，跟神是全知的，有没有冲突
？Is there? There's no conflict with God's most holiness, most righteousness.
应该没有冲突的。
And there should be no conflict.
其实是因为神允许人去做选择，这样人愿意选择听从神的话，才显出人的尊贵性，跟动物不一样。
And because God allowed humans their freedom to decide, He has allowed them to have a higher level of respect than other creatures.
而且神已经告诉人，你吃的会有什么结果。
A higher level of honor, and God already told them what result would happen if they ate the fruit.
所以神没有去干涉亚当夏娃他们当下在做决定的时候的任何作为，神就让他们自己去做他们想做的事吧。
So God just allowed them to do whatever they wanted when they had their own freedom.
因为神既然已经把这个原则讲出去了。
Because God has already spoken out these principles.
他就要让人自由去选择，你要听从神的话，还是要违背神的话。
And God has allowed them to freely decide if they're going to listen or not.
他就不会去干涉人的选择，所以人不是机器人，不是受到神的控制，人没有办法挣脱，人没有自由，没有这样子。
He is not going to control the decisions of humans like a robot. He gives them complete freedom.
好，所以神把自由意志给人，神就不会去干预人的选择，但是。人一定已经先知道选择之后的结果，你要自己承担。
So God has given humans the freedom, but He also has told them the consequence of making a wrong decision. But they have to bear the consequence if they decide so.
所以，其实我们看苦难，这个就是从一开头人违背神的话所带下来的这一连串，在这个世界上我们所看到很多不平安的事情的基本根源呢。
So tribulation and difficulties.All come from this basic foundation of human sinning.
现在问题就是说，神所说的话，人要不要信嘛
？And now the issue is, are people going to believe in what God says?
如果人会相信所讲的话
，If people believe in the words of God,
那么神他给我们命令之后，他一定会告诉我们，如果犯了之后会有什么结果。
After He gives a commandment, then He will say the result of breaking it.
我们每个人都要自己去做选择，要想想啊。我这样做值得吗
？And all of us have to make a decision. Is it worth it for me to do it?
那 神所说的会不会真的实现呢？
Will what God said actually happen?
如果我们相信神的，我们就会丧失了。
If we believe in God, then we will not do it.
好，所以这苦难，我们现在看这个，这是一个在这个世界免不了，每一个人都会经历的。
And so tribulations are inevitable, and they are all experienced by everyone.
在路加福音第十三章。
In Luke chapter 13,
我们看第十三章的第一节开始。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1.
这里记载一个事件。
Starting from verse 1, something is recorded here.
就是在主耶稣那个时代，有一些人他们到圣殿去献祭啊，结果被杀了。
At that time, there were people who were making offerings, and then they.
他们被杀。
They were killed.
在献祭的时候被杀的。
While they were making sacrifices, they were killed.
他们在敬拜神呢。
They were worshiping God.
但是这个比拉多，这个竟然让这些人死在那个献祭的事情上。
And Pilate allowed people to die during the matter of offering sacrifice.
这件事情就报告给主耶稣知道了。
And this was reported to the Lord Jesus.
第二节主耶稣说。
In verse 2, the Lord Jesus says.
说你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这个害吗？
Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things?
第三节主耶稣说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Three, I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
这几个被杀的人，他们其实也是很无辜啊。
These people who were killed, they were in fact ignorant.
他们是正在敬拜神的时候被杀了。
They were in the process of worshiping God when they were killed.
但是当时候的这些同胞认为说，这些人一定是有罪，不然怎么会这么倒霉？这个时候被杀。
And their peers at that time said, that they must have had sin, or else why would they have died?
但是主耶稣说不是，他们这些人不是比其他人更有罪。
But the Lord Jesus says these people did not have more sin than the others.
反过来跟活着人说，你们要悔改，不然也要这样灭亡。
On the contrary, he said, you all have to repent, or else you will have the same, you will perish likewise.
这些人被杀，这个苦难。其实变成留给活着的人一个很重要的教训。
And so this tribulation is actually a great warning to those who are still alive.
就是这个有一个价值，这些人死之后要引出，让众人可以去反省，我要怎么样在神面前能够存着无愧的良心，最后能够见到神，这个重点。
And these people suffering are to allow others to be able to think aboutof what they need to do differently so that they can have a clear conscience in the end.
也就是说，主耶稣说要悔改啊！你就不悔改，你灭亡了，你就没机会进听神的国了。
The Lord Jesus says that you have to repent, or else you have no opportunity to enter into the kingdom of God.
要告诉我们说，我们的生命其实是很不确定的，就是我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
And so it is telling us that our life is very uncertain. We will not know what will happen tomorrow.
其实下一刻发生什么事情，我们都不知道。
In fact, what will happen tomorrow, we don't.In the next moment, we don't even know.
所以我们每一个人都要随时准备。
So all of us have to be prepared at all times.
那我们要抓住机会，能够悔改的时候，赶快悔改。
If we have an opportunity to repent, we have to take hold of the opportunity.
我们要在神面前常常存着一个无愧的良心。
We have to have a clear conscience at all times before God.
因为当神的时间到了，我们去见神的时候，我们就不会有遗憾。
Because once the time is up, then we will have no hesitation when we come to meet God.
所以主耶稣接下去在第四节这边又举出以前西罗亚楼倒塌的时候压死的那十八个人做例子。
And so he mentions the 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed in verse 4.
主耶稣第四节特别说，难道这些十八个人死掉，他们比其他在耶路撒冷人更有罪吗？
And he asks in verse 4, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem?
没有，第五节再讲一次，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Verse 5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
所以其实苦难已经在主耶稣的看法里面，他已经告诉我们超越这种因果论的逻辑观了，就是说不是因为有罪所以他们今天被杀或者是被倒塌的楼压死，不是这个样子。
And so in fact what the Lord Jesus is saying already surpasses the logic of people dying or suffering because of sin.
苦难其实不全然都是罪的结果啦。
Suffering is not completely the result of sin.
它不见得就是从神来的刑罚。
And it is not necessarily the judgment from God.
但是他有可能是神有更高的旨意，要训练，要教育还活着的人。
But it is possible that God has a higher purpose of training and disciplining those who are still alive.
所以有的人受苦，他不会死啊。
So a person who is suffering, he may not die.
你看耶伯，他虽然全身长疮，他这么难过，他就是不会死。
If you look at Job, he had boils all over his body, and he was so painful, but he didn't die.
在炉灰里面滚来滚去，一点都不卫生啊，都没有想到说，万一细菌感染怎么办
？And he was rolling in the ashes, and it was completely unhygienic, and he didn't even care if he got an infection or not.
他只是知道说，用那个灰这样撒一撒，不会痒。
He just knew that if he put some ashes,
以前的人没有那么。真的，耶伯那个时候不知道说细菌这么可怕嘛。
He just knew if you put some ashes, it wouldn't hurt as much, and they didn't know back then the consequence of germs.
啊，其实我们也知道耶伯在怎么弄他自己，他都不会死。
But we know that no matter what Job did to himself, he wouldn't have died.
因为神就是要借这个机会要来训练他，来熬炼他，像金晶一样宝贵。
Because God is using this opportunity to train him so that he'll be just as precious as gold.
所以其实苦难就当时候耶伯来说就是一个奥秘，他不知道为什么。
And so suffering is a mystery. Tribulation is a mystery, and Job didn't know why.
神就是要让他经历这一个过程里面去训练的，他要熬炼他的。
And God wanted Job to go through this process in order to train him and to test him.
这个神更高的旨意，其实耶伯三个朋友他们不知道。
And this higher purpose of Job, his friends didn't know it at all.
那当然，耶伯本身也不了解。
And in fact, Job himself didn't know.
他在怎么反省，他想不出为什么我今天会遭遇这样子的这个悲惨的下场。
No matter how much self-reflection he had, he didn't know why all these bad things would happen.
但是神的美好的旨意不会因为人的怀疑就消失不见了。
But God's goodwill would not disappear just because of humans' doubt.
所以人在怎么样，所以耶伯他怎么样去问神啊，去质疑神什么什么事情啊？其实神的旨意一定会实现，所以这个苦难还继续进行。耶伯不会这样讲一些话之后，他的病就突然好了，不会了。
And so Job had said many things to God, but it wouldn't be because of the things that Job said that God would have healed his sickness or that his suffering would have ended.
其实耶伯他跟朋友对话讲一讲，只是嘴巴啊心情比较舒服一点，他的肉体还是一样疼痛。
Because that was already the will of God, and for Job to say those things just to help him feel better on the inside.
对他
but in fact, he was still suffering physically.
对他肉体的那个解的那个得医治一点没有帮助的。
It didn't help at all.In terms of curing his physical ailments.
因为这些事情就是要进行着，所以耶伯他其实不讲，他也无所谓，他肉体也是一样，讲的也是一样。
Because this is something that will happen, so, it didn't matter what he said, and he would have the same.
所以不管人讲什么话，其实都没有办法让神的旨意安昧不明。
So no matter what people say, it will not change the will of God.
反正神的旨意就是会实现就对了啦。
It's just that God's will happen no matter what.
但是讲那些无知于理的人就自己受亏损了。
If one is to say ignorant words, then that's their own loss.
哦，所以耶伯记三十八章第二节。
And so, in chapter
38.
In chapter 38, verse 2.
耶伯记三十八章第二节，这是神问耶伯的。
God asked Job in chapter 38, verse 2.
那谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明
？Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge？
没有人吗？
Nobody.
没有人有办法去改变神的旨意了。
Nobody can change the will of God.
神在耶伯身上的旨意一定要实现。
The will of God upon Job is to be realized.
耶伯去这样子妄论神，然后去埋怨神，他讲的这些话其实都不会让他的肉体的痛苦减轻，或者会说那个神的那个错误就因为这样神有错不会的。
The words of Job complaining against God would not alleviate any of his pain, and it would not, because of his words, bring the conclusion that God did something wrong.
哦，就是约伯他其实讲的话，只是后来他的三个朋友生气，连以利户都生气了。
And just the result of Job's words is that his three friends got angry, and Elihu also got angry.
好，所以现在。我们要进入来看这个义人受苦，这也是在耶伯记里面呈现的事实，没有办法否认的。
And so we have to continue to see that the righteous person's suffering is something that happens in the book of Job that we cannot deny.
我们都知道耶伯他其实最苦的一部分就是他不知道神为什么要这样待他。
The most painful part of for Job is that he didn't know why God would treat him this way.
因为耶伯他是一个敬畏神的人。
Because Job is a person that reveres God.
所以其实他是不管怎么样，他一定是站在神这边的人。
So no matter what happens, he would be a person that stands next to God on God's side.
我们可以想，如果约伯他知道天上所发生的那个对话那一幕， 他如果知道了啦
If Job were to know the exchange between Satan and God in heaven,
那约伯他一定觉得他一定不敢说什么，他绝对啊、哦，感谢主，神这样子用我，我一定要让神得胜，怎么可能会讲出任何啊得罪神的话呢
？Then absolutely he would have said that he's very thankful that God would use him in this way, and he wouldn't have said any words that would have sinned against God.
如果约伯早知道，他绝对二话不说，那、啊、没关系，再来啊。
If Job knew this earlier, then he wouldn't have said any evil words, and he would have said, let's continue this.
看什么样的苦难再来都没关系啊。
Let's see if there is any more suffering that we can take.
但是问题就是，约伯他不知道为什么。
But the issue is that Job didn't know why.
在这个不知道的情况底下，哎，那朋友在用话在责备他的时候，他就开始心里面不平了。
And in this situation of not knowing why, then Job started to have an unpeaceful heart when, his friends started to rebuke him.
一人受苦这个原因。约伯三个朋友，他们全然不知。
Because of his friends, rebuking him, we know that his friends were ignorant and without knowledge.
约伯自己更不了解。
And Job himself even knew less.
他一直想要问神，神又不讲话。
Job himself didn't know either, and he kept asking God.
所以这个时候，约伯他就等不及，他没有办法等待。哇，怎么神这样子对我？为什么都不出声音？我跟他呼求，他不答应我，到底为什么
？And God would not respond, even though he was patiently, waiting.He kept calling to God, but God would not answer him.
因为他也是，其实约伯当时也是一直想说，是不是我有错了，所以神这样待我、啊、
？Job kept also asking, "Is it that I had done wrong that God would treat me this way?"
但其实他怎么去检讨，他就认为他没有啊。
But no matter how much he thought about it, he knew he would feel that he did it.
我们就知道，真的三十三章三十一章哦，你看那约伯他到底有多认真在执行神的旨意。
We look at chapter 31, how Job was so diligent in enacting the will of God.
他真的怎么想都想不出到底原因在哪里。
No matter how much he thought, he couldn't find the reason.
那其实到了第36章，以利户就跟约伯提醒。
And in fact, in chapter 36, Elihu reminded Job.
他就要告诉约伯说，其实苦难有神的意义，有神的目的的。
That in fact, suffering has the will of God.
这是神要训练他所爱的人的方法之一。
This is the way.One of the ways that God is to train those He loves.
不全然是因为你犯你有什么罪啊
？It is not because it's not necessarily because you committed sin.
是要神借这个机会要提醒我们的耳朵注意听他的话语。
But through this opportunity, God wants to let us listen to His words.
因为我们人常常神说一次两次，然后人就不以为然，就是人不会去注意听神所讲的话。
Sometimes when God says something once or twice, then people may not be listening carefully.
所以其实三十六章以利户跟约伯提出。苦难的另外一个想法，要让他注意，不要落入苦难就是刑罚这样的一个逻辑里面了。
And so Job 36 is telling us about another thought on suffering that it's not only about punishment.
我们现在看约伯记三十六章。
Now let's look at Job 36.
从第一节开始到第七节。
From verse 1 to 7.
这一段其实那个以利户他一直在强调神是公义的。
Job is emphasizing that God is righteous in this. Elihu is emphasizing that God is righteous in this passage.
第五节是说神有大能，他不会藐视人的。
In verse 5 it says that God is mighty and despises no one.
第六节他说哈，神不会保护恶人的性命，就是恶人哦，这个道理本来就是神讨厌的人呢。
And the teaching of God is that God should be hating evil ones.
第七节说神是时常看顾义人的。
And verse 7 says that God does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous.
所以神的公义你不要怀疑。
So you do not need to doubt the righteousness of God.
其实33章、34章都已经在告诉约伯神是公义的。
And in fact, chapter 33 and 34 is telling Job that God is righteous.
好，这个公义的神，他做事不会错。
So now this righteous God, what he does will not be wrong.
从第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
到第十五节。
All the way to 15.
这在说明神借由苦难所要成就的作为是什么。
This is describing the result that God wants to accomplish through suffering and tribulation.
我们现在看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
他们若被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住，他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动。
8. And if they are bound in fetters, held in the cords of affliction, 9. Then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly.
第八节这个他们指的是第七节讲的那是义人、啊、
In verse 8, the they is referring to the righteous ones. In
所以
verse 7,
这些义人他们现在被锁链被那个苦难捆住了。
And now the righteous people are being bound by suffering.
他说是神，神要把他们的做，他们自己过去所做的事情，以及他们的过犯，指示他们，让他们明白哦。
God wants to point out their past transgressions so that they'll understand them.
叫他们知道有骄傲的行动。
And to know that they have proud ways.
就是说他们心里面有一些不完全的地方。
That they have acted defiantly, which means that they have some place in their heart that is not peaceful.
第十节说，神要开通他们的耳朵，能够得受教训。
In verse 10 says, He also opens their ear to instruction.
啊，吩咐他们要离开罪孽，转回来。
And commands that they turn from iniquity.
哦，那如果听到神的声音的，他愿意顺从的，就度日亨通，历年福乐。
If one is willing to listen to God, then they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures.
那第十二节说，如果你不听呢，那就最后就无知无识的就死了，就死的不知道为什么了。
But in verse 12 it says, if they don't obey, then they'll die without knowledge, they'll die without knowing.
那第到了第十五节特别讲清楚。
And so when we get to verse 15, he especially clarifies.
神借着困苦救拔困苦人，要趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。
God delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression.
所以这些困苦事实上是神要来训练人，造就他所爱的人的方法之一。
And so this affliction is a way to train those he loves.
所以这里就提出来了，这个苦难不一定是刑罚，是神要用的方法，你怎么可以说不可以呢？
And so here it brings up that suffering is not a judgment necessarily, but is a method of God.
所以其实这个在
So how can you question it?
已经在告诉约伯说，脑筋转一转。
And so here it's telling Job to change his thinking.
不要一直认为苦难就是一种刑罚吧。
Don't keep thinking that suffering is a judgment.
苦难是神要提醒。
Suffering is a reminder.
是神让我们在其实。约伯已经经历这个神让苦难发生的效果了，不是吗？
Hasn't Job already
已经经历过了，他已经开始已经得到这个效果了。
Hasn't he already received the effect of the suffering?
他在苦难的时候，他就开始想起他过去幼年的时候所犯的罪的。
In his suffering, he has already thought about his iniquities of youth.
他其实借着苦难已经看到自己过去其实也犯了很多错，不是那么完全了。
And through these difficulties, he has already seen the many wrongs he has committed and that he is not so perfect.
他因为他的朋友一直跟他说你一定犯罪。
Because his friends keep telling him that you must have sinned.
但其实约伯说没有。
But in fact, Job kept saying he didn't.
那当然约伯说的没有，不是他真的没有犯过错吗？
And so when Job says that he has not sinned, it doesn't mean that he has not sinned ever.
其实他幼年的时候所犯的错，他忘记而已啊，他没有去想啊。
In fact, that he had committed sin when he was young and he didn't think about it.
我们人往往会把过去的一些事情容易把它忘记，不要去想。
Many time will not try to think about things that happened in the past.
但是我们知道这个事实就是，你一个人从出生到长大，哪一个人是不会犯错
？But we all know as a fact from those who are born, from the time you were born till when you grow up, who has not ever committed sin?
我们一定有很多错误。
We must have had many wrongs.
只是我们有时候都不要再去回忆这个不好的过去嘛。
It is just that we don't want to return to.Thinking about these things.
但这个时候，约伯他经历苦难之后，他就开始一一的想起来了。
But after Job has suffered, then he started remembering them one by one.
其实神就是要借这个苦难来开通他的耳朵，开始可以去看到他自己，可以听神微细的声音。
God wants to use his suffering to open his ears so that he can start to listen to.
把他一些不好的东西，神都要把他拿走。
He wants to take away all of his bad things.
神在他身上所存的旨意，真的是要让他完全正直。
And his will for him is for him to be completely upright.
好，这个时候，以利户他提出这样一个看法了。
And so at this time, Elihu brings up this thinking.
好，接下来第十六节。
And in verse 16.
十六节到二十四节。
16 to 24.
那这一段呢，其实就是以利户他提出要约伯谨慎，你要小心了，不要再犯错了。
This passage is reminding Job to be alert and to not commit any more wrongs.
你不要再去讲一些批评神的话了，好不好？
And not to say any more words of criticism to God.
哦，因为第十七节说，你满口有恶人批评的言语，判断和刑罚就抓住你了。
17, but you are filled with the judgment, do the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you.
这句话的意思其实就是说，你不要让愤怒来激动你，最后你能够 讲一些话是来侮慢神，让神生气哦。
And then in verse 18, so that it's saying that you don't want to say anything out of your anger, so that you would have sinned against God.
所以要谨慎，要注意啊。
So you have to be watchful and pay attention.
所以第二十一节。
So in verse 21,
他说你要谨慎，你不可以看重罪孽，因为你现在选择罪孽过于选择苦难了。
says you have to be watchful, take heed. Do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction.
意思就是说，现在约伯啊，他现在没有看到神给他这个苦难 的这个意义跟功课，他现在通通把他随便乱讲话，讲到最后变成自己真的嘴巴犯罪了。
And so it's saying that Job didn't see the lessons that God wanted him to learn from his suffering. So when he spoke words of sin.
所以以利户的意思就是说，谨慎，你宁可选择苦难，不要选择罪孽，不要随便乱讲话去得罪神。
And so Elihu says you have to take heed so that you don't say anything that will sin against God.
所以现在有苦难，既然是从神来的，你就接受就好了，不要再问为什么了。
So now that there's suffering from God, then you just accept it and don't ask why.
应该是把眼光注意看神的慈爱，神在你身上的旨意。
Rather, you should fix your eyes on the will of God and His goodness.
最后，神一定要把你救出来，进到宽阔之地的。
In the end, God will save you into the promised land.
因为第十六节他这样说。
Because in verse 16, it says,
神必引你出离患难，进入宽阔不狭窄之地。摆在你膝上的必满有肥甘。
He says, indeed he would have brought you out of dire distress into a broad place where there is no restraint, and what is set on your table would be full of riches.
其实以利户他已经看到神最后就是要祝福约伯。
In fact, Elihu already saw that God wanted to bless Job in the end.
那这个就是这个朋友以利户他所领悟的他的这个智慧，他看明神的旨意，他要约伯你注意，你不要再犯错。
And this is the wisdom that Elihu has that Job needs to be careful and not sin anymore.
到第二十五节以后，到最后三十三节。
In 25 to 33.
那这一段呢，其实他一再强调神伟大的作为。
This passage, he is emphasizing the great works of God.
神伟大的作为，人没办法全然知道。
Humans cannot fully understand the great works of God.
你要了解神不是人。
You have to understand that God is not man.
神比人更超越。
God transcends man.
神做的这些工作，我们怎么有办法全然了解他的原委呢？就是他为什么这样做的所有的原因呢
？How can we fully understand the reason that God does things?
既然神的作为我们不全然知道，那苦难就是其中一项我们不会知道的问题了。
And since we cannot understand all of the works of God, then the suffering is also part of the work of God.
所以就不要一直追问为什么，原因在哪里。
Shouldn't keep drilling to pinpoint the reason why.
神的作为伟大，我们不知道，我们就接受。
God's work is great, and we don't understand, and we should just accept it.
约伯他就听了以利户这样说。
And so Job listened to what Elihu said.
那其实你看第三十七章，以利户他继续用神的伟大。要让约伯了解神加给你的这些原因呢，你可能不会了解的。
In chapter 37, he continues to talk about the greatness of God, how the reason that God does things may not be understood.
要反过来把焦点放在神的作为上面。
So, in contrary, he is putting the focus on the works of God.
第三十七章的第十二十四节，第十四节。
In 37 verse 14,
约伯啊，你要留心听哦，要站立思想神奇妙的作为。
Listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God.
就是要他了解，要他注意神的这个，既然这么奇妙哦，有些事情我们不会知道，那就只能接受。
He wants Job to understand that there are some wonderful things that we may not understand, but we should just accept them.
好，约伯就听了。到最后第三十八章开始，就是神从旋风中回答约伯。
So Job listened to this, and in 38, God answered Job out of a whirlwind.
这个神的时间到了，神就出声音了。
After the time of God has arrived, then He will speak.
神从旋风中回答约伯，这是一个很特殊的记录。
For God to respond to Job in a whirlwind, this is a very unique recording.
神要约伯，你要准备好束腰，像勇士束腰来准备来。我要问你一些问题，你如果能够知道的话，你就来指示我。神很谦卑啊。
You have to gird yourself and prepare yourself so that if you know the answer, then you can respond.
所以第三十八章跟第四十章，神两次从旋风中回答约伯，而且要约伯说：“你若知道我的问题，你就跟我指示吧。
”And in 38 and 40, he spoke to Job and said, "If you have any questions."
就是神的问题，如果你知道，你如果答案，你知道答案，你就跟我讲啊。
If you know the answers to my questions, then you should speak them.
那从三十八章跟三十九章这两章，神提出了差不多六十个问题，问约伯，你知道吗？你知道吗
？And in these chapters, God mentions about 60 questions that He asked Job. Do you know this or that? Do you know that?
从创造天地开始到 这个宇宙万象到这个动植物的这些奇妙的作为，神一一问他说：“你知道吗？”
And from all the things, from the creatures and the plants and God's great works, he asked Job, "Do you know that these things?"
那这些问题一问以后，约伯才知道原来我自己是这么渺小。
After God asked all of these, then Job knew how small he was.
人怎么有可能去跟神争辩呢？
How can humans debate with God?
如果神的这些伟大的作为，在这个自然，在他所看到的这个生命里面，都不会有差错，难道神在处理约伯的事情上会有错误吗？
So in the works of God, in all these great things, if there's nothing wrong with them, then why would there be something wrong with God's with the suffering of Job?
这些事情太奇妙，是人不知道的。
These things are too wonderful for man to know.
所以最后约伯他就放弃想要去追究苦难原因的这个想法了。
And so Job gave up on trying to find out why he suffered.
他最后就说啊，我要把口遮起来，不要再讲了，我不知道讲什么。
In the end, he said, "I will lay my hand over my mouth and not speak anymore."
所以苦难其实存着有神让人不可测度的旨意。
And so there is a will that man cannot pinpoint.
这个神的旨意就是让苦难发生。
And the will of God is for suffering to happen.
人可能永远不知道原因呢。
And man may never know.
其实我们从第三十八章以后看神回答约伯的，神从头到尾都没有告诉约伯为什么他会遭遇这些事情。
Starting in chapter 38, from the beginning, God didn't say why Job was suffering at all.
虽然约伯他不知道事情的真相，可是他恍然大悟了。
Even though Job didn't know what was going on,
在神回答他的时候，他的痛苦依然持续着。
He didn't have any more pain when God answered him.
可是这个时候，约伯已经不再自满，不再自义了。
But at this time, Job was no longer self-satisfied and self-righteous.
他选择无条件的是顺服神的旨意。
He decided to submit to the will of God unconditionally.
所以最后他说：“我知道神，你是万事都能做，你是全能的。”
So in the end, he said, "God, I know that you can do all things and that you are all powerful."
你的旨意不能拦阻。
Your will cannot.
你的旨意不能拦阻啊、withhold. 你的旨意不能够被把他抓住。
Your will cannot be withheld.
那就是我谁能够用无知的言语、让你的旨意隐藏起来呢？
And how can words without knowledge darken your will?
约伯他就自己觉得说、他怎么会这么无知啊？
And so Job thought, how could I be so ignorant?
所以其实在这个整个苦难过程当中，约伯他 学到了神让他学的功课。
And so in all of the suffering, Job learned the lessons God wanted.
他现在也明白了苦难的奥秘在哪里。
And now he understood the mystery of tribulation.
这个苦难的奥秘就在于，神并没有跟约伯明说他受苦的原因。
The mystery of tribulation is that God didn't tell Job why he suffered.
神要约伯用顺服的心，用信心的眼睛去看到神美好的旨意。
God wanted Job to have a heart of submission and eyes of faith in order to see the will of God.
其实，如果神把这个原因真的跟约伯讲明了，约伯的信心就不没了。
If God were to explain the reason, then Job's faith would not be so good.
就是因为他不知道。
But because he didn't know.
但是约伯已经可以顺服。
But because Job was able to submit.
他已经可以完全接受神他至高的主权。
He was able to completely accept God's almightiness.
他愿意用信心的眼睛去看到神给他的祝福，神为他预备的救赎。
He was able to use the eyesight of faith in order to see the preparation of grace that God has.
所以，义人受苦真正的好处在哪里
？So what is the true benefit of human suffering?
就是义人受苦是出于神的旨意，要操练人的信心。
A righteous person suffering is to have the will of God.
我们知道，我们的信心如果没有经过试验，通常有时候是没有根基的。
God's will surpasses the suffering of mankind, and if there's no suffering or testing of our faith, then many times our faith would not have a foundation.
撒旦也会试探人哦。
Satan will also tempt people.
所以从一开始我们看到约伯记一开头就是撒旦去试探约伯。
So we see in the beginning, Satan is tempting Job.
但是在神的允许底下，他是有限度的去做撒旦可以做的事情。
And Satan is testing Job, and He can only do things within the scope of that he is allowed.
撒旦的作为就是要败坏约伯而已。
The work of Satan is to corrupt Job.
他就是要把约伯打倒。
He wants to make Job fall.
但是约伯他站住了。
But Job stood.
神也试炼人。
And God had tested him.
神试炼人是要造就这个义人。
God tests people so that they can edify righteous people.
哦，是要把这个义人心里面所存的杂质把它除掉。
And so, he tests them so that the impurities would be cleansed.
所以义人他越经过试炼，他的信心就越坚定。
So as a righteous person goes through testing, then their faith will become more firm.
那当他这个对神的这些杂质都把它除去以后，就真的。比金金更宝贵了。
So once they have gotten rid of all of these impurities, then they are truly more precious than gold.
哦，所以彼得前书第一章第七节。
So in First Peter 1:7.
彼得前书第一章第七节。
First Peter 1:7.
这里讲到说，我们的信心如果被试验，就比那被火试炼能来能坏的金子更显宝贵。那可以在主耶稣基督显现的时候，能够得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
The genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以义人受苦其实就是要操练信心。
So for a righteous person to suffer, it is so that they can have a growth in their faith.
常常我们可能不知道原因出在哪里。
And sometimes we may not know the reason.
但是其实神都知道，神有旨意，只是我们不用去知道，不用去问到底怎么一回事。
God has his will, but we don't need to ask why it's happening.
所以最重要就是苦难带来了我们信心的长进。
And so suffering brings about the growth of our faith.
我们知道在世上会有苦难的。
We know that in this world there will be suffering.
主耶稣在约翰福音16章第33节说，但是我们可以放心，因为他已经胜了世界，我们在他里面可以有平安。
In John chapter 16 verse 33 says that we can have peace because in this world we will have suffering, but he has overcome them.
这个信心如果我们真的能够学到了，我们如果信心增长以后，
If we can learn this in our faith and grow,
我们就不会在受苦当中去误会神的旨意。
Then in our suffering, we would not doubt God's will.
我们不会去把神的沉默当作神离弃了我们。
We wouldn't misunderstand God's will, and we wouldn't feel that God has rejected us.
因为这个要训练本来就是一个过程。
You wouldn't feel that God's silence is Him rejecting us.
就好像我们学生在学校受教育，也是常常被考试啊。
This is a process and a training, just like how in school students will receive exams.
考试从一开头，你看一进学校到最后真的从学校毕业了，等到大学毕业了，这几年了，十几年了。
From the moment of entering into school until graduating college, this is over 10 years.
十几年吗？不止十年吧？哈。
Over 10 years.
那这十几年里面，你要常常被考试啊！每次考试的时候就很紧张啊，人就很紧张，睡不着了。
Every time you have a test, then you may be very nervous and not be able to sleep.
但是考试考完之后，哇，就功课就学到了，知识就增长了。
But after you have finished your exams, then you have grown in your knowledge.
所以神他其实在借着苦难在训练我们每一个人的信心。
So through suffering, God is training all of our faiths.
那在这个训练过程当中，神的沉默，我们绝对不要把它误会说神啊。神怎么这么残忍？神不要我了吗
？And so during this training, we shouldn't think that God's silence means that He's so cruel and He doesn't want me anymore.
我们一定要真的能够耐心等候神。
We have to truly be patient and wait for God.
这就是其实也是以利户对耶伯的提醒。
And so in fact, this is the reminder of Elihu.
再看回来耶伯记35章。
Let's turn back to Job 35.
耶伯记35章。
Job 35.
35章的第14节。
35 verse 14.
这个苦难带来信心这个造就，要用耐心等候神来达到。
Justice is before him, and you must wait for him.
第十四节说，何况你说你不得见他，你的案件在他面前，你等候他吧。
It says, although you say you do not see him in verse 14, yet justice is before him, and you must wait for him.
其实神不讲话，不表示神不 care 啊，神不重视啊。
For God to not speak, it doesn't mean that God doesn't care.
神其实都在看嘛。
In fact, God is always looking.
只是约伯他当时看不到神。
But it's in fact that Job couldn't see God at that time.
约伯的案件其实都呈在神面前，很清楚的。
And all of Job's doings are before God very clearly.
其实神正在处理。
And God is dealing with it at that time.
只是时间还没有到，约伯就等不住了。
But the time has not come, and Job couldn't wait.
开始问了很多问题，讲了很多不该讲的话。
He started to ask many questions and say a lot of things he shouldn't have said.
所以以利户跟他说：“你等候神吧。”
So Elihu said, "You should wait for God."
你应该等神出声，你就会了解的。
When you wait for God to speak, then you will understand.
为什么要讲那么多无知识的言语呢？
Why should you speak so many words without knowledge?
所以今天苦难整个苦难的奥秘。
And so the whole mystery of tribulation today.
我们要了解神他有我们可能不明白的旨意在里面。
God may have a will that we don't understand.
那苦难要让我们信心能够真的成长。
And suffering is to help our faith to grow.
苦难就是神另外一层面的祝福。
Suffering is another level of blessing from God.
就是要我们从风闻有神到真的亲眼见到神。
From knowing and from hearing about God all the way to seeing God.
那这个苦难的奥秘，我们要了解，一定要用耐心等候来实现。
This mystery of tribulation, we have to have patience and wait for it to happen.
让我们可以真的得到神所给我们的祝福。
So that we can truly receive the blessing that God wants to give to us.
因为我们从约伯记的这个查经当中呢，都能够了解这苦难的奥秘。
May all of us understand this mystery of tribulation from the book of Job.
我们都愿意臣服在神的旨意底下。
That we'll all be willing to be under the will of God.
愿意真的用更纯的信心来依靠他。
And to have a greater faith to rely on Him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing Him.
378首。
378.